Broadcasting lost one of its great voices last week when Les Tremaine died in Santa Monica. He was 90 years old. During the 1930s and 40s, Tremaine was heard by tens of millions of American listeners on as many as 45 radio programs a week. His breakthrough came on the show First Nighter, where he starred from 1936 to 1943. It was a weekly program of original half-hour radio plays set in a fictional New York theater.
Broadway is buzzing with excitement and eagerly waiting to welcome an opening night performance at the Little Theater off Times Square. It's just a short walk around the corner. Will you join me? There are lots of uniforms in the crowd tonight at Broadway and 42nd Street. Shall we cross the street here? Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in.
Tremaine also was the voice of Nick Charles on the Thin Man radio series, and he starred in The Falcon.
Hello? Yes, this is The Falcon.
Les Tremaine was the leading man in the popular 1940s soap opera, The Romance of Helen Trent, which opened this way.
The real-life drama of Helen Trent, who, when life mocks her, breaks her hopes, dashes her against the rocks of despair, fights back bravely, successfully, to prove what so many women long to prove in their own lives, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance in life need not be over. That romance can begin at 35.
A survey in the early 1940s concluded the voices of FDR, Bing Crosby, and Les Tremaine were the most famous in America. Tremaine told the Los Angeles Times he worked on more than 30,000 broadcasts. He was a founding member of the American Federation of Radio Artists, which later became AFTRA when television came along. Les Tremaine was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in 1995. He also had a long list of movie and TV credits. A memorial service is scheduled for January 7th in Los Angeles.